So I'm going to draw an end to my time here at Occupy London, and I feel sorry for that. I feel sorry that I'm leaving. I just feel an affinity with this place, with these people who are kind of camping out here, not on nice soft ground, but on the hard concrete of London streets. And yeah, it's very, very interesting. And I mean, you know, you can have city people walking around, and you can kind of have city people kind of making fun in their masks. I just saw two guys who just kind of went up some of the signs, and they're making kind of, you know, derogatory signs towards the art that's going on, and taking their picture taken as kind of trophy pictures of what's going on. And it's sickening, really. And there's people going around taking pictures of the art and so on, and it's going to happen, isn't it, as people kind of curate what's going on here. The drumming stopped, and the drummers are kind of probably going to go home, and I'm going to go back to my nice warm hotel and leave these guys to their protest, to live out what they feel is important. As I close, I just thought I'd say a prayer, and I'd record that prayer because I want it to be there. Dear Lord, I just want to pray for these people. And I don't pretend, Lord, that all Christians agree with them about their attack on capitalism. I know that lots of people here won't be Christians. But Lord, I just want to pray for them, for your protection over this camp. Shadowed here in St. Paul's Square, under the shadow of St. Paul's. Even kind of, presumably given the acceptance of St. Paul's as well. I want to pray for your protection over them, and for your blessing over them, that they might know your strength and your power in this. Because, Lord, I have a feeling that you'd be on the edges of this camp, that, Lord, that you would want to be here to share with them in this experience and share something. I want to thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of creativity in this place, for the pictures all over the walls, for people dancing and singing and enjoying themselves. Lord, for the sense of anarchy, but a creative anarchy here under the trees. And yeah, just Lord, again, I pray that this night you would provide protection for them, set your angels around them, that they might know your peace. And when they rise in the morning, Lord Jesus, let them know your love all over again. In the power of Jesus, we pray. Amen.